Question 87. Why do you not understand my speech? John 8:43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. This is one of the few questions Jesus asks that he answers directly, not waiting for a response. His quick answer indicates that it is likely we would answer incorrectly. We probably would answer him with this reason or that, claiming that his speech is difficult and offer excuses unrelated to truth. Perhaps we would never figure it out or give up in dismay. It's hard to think about, but Christ's words are worthless without understanding. Understanding comes only from communion with God. One of the most detrimental doctrines to come from the Reformation is the exaltation of the Bible. It has been given the name of Christ and the office and mission of the Holy Spirit. The Scriptures were never intended to be the voice of God to mankind, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall teach you all things. We neither by commandment or example are compelled to call the Bible the Word of God. The title was given to Christ in the beginning, John 1:1, and the name is still His in the end, Revelation 19:13, and His name is called the Word of God. The misapplication of this title and office has caused great misunderstandings of the Scriptures, of both their nature and message. We must not mentally interject the Bible when we read the words, Word of God. This practice causes us to err in scriptural application and hampers our ability to discern by the Spirit. When Jesus said that we do not understand what He says because we cannot hear His Word, He was not talking about Bible reading. He was talking about hearing God's voice within. The voice of our teacher is within us, not printed on pages. When we read Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," do we mentally substitute the Bible at the end of that scripture, replacing the words Word of God? Have we not shortchanged the one seeking God to hand him a book and never tell him of the precious communion between the living Lord Jesus Christ and His church? The Scriptures, read by the hollow and shallow, only offer mysterious, inapplicable words to the dry and dusty soil of the heart. We must tell this poor one of the gift of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of Christ within us, teaching, applying, and making every word real, thereby watering the dry places of our heart and causing the hot soil to bud. The gift is not a book, but a promise of communion. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." It is the gift of God, the voice that leads and guides and directs us through life. It is daily communion that gives the insight needed to understand what Jesus says. His words are confusing, divisive, and even dangerous when we do not consult the Spirit of God within us. There are scriptures with which I wrestle and cannot understand. I wonder about translations and interpretations, customs of the day, context, grammar, transposition, syntax, chronology, corroborating extra-biblical text. Nothing helps. Then I read this scripture, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." I close the book and I sit quietly. Then I look at it again. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. I cry out, O Lord, draw me nearer to thee. Nothing magical happens. As a matter of fact, the scripture I have in mind as I write this is still not revealed to me to this day, but I will continue to seek God. He'll reveal the scripture in time. Let the Spirit of God teach you. The guide and teacher inside us is in the person and Spirit of Christ. We must look there for understanding. This is our only message to the converted, seeking soul. We waste a lot of time and effort teaching each other. Turn inward. Turn to the gift of God. Turn to Christ within you. Silently wait on Him to deal with the things He considers high priority, and let the other come as He wills. We will receive day by day our daily bread, as the children of Israel did in the wilderness, if we recognize and do not forget that the Word of God is not a book, but a person, not ink and paper, but was flesh and blood, and even now it is He who sits at the right hand of God. Don't be discouraged and think that you're in need of higher or specialized education or religious counsel because there are passages in the scriptures that you do not understand. Many things are hidden and to be revealed only as they're deemed timely and right by the Father Himself. Be open to hear the voice of God within, and understanding will grow as you're carried along. The Word is a living being, not to be read, but to be heard. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word.